Giorgio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 19th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a strange ride, a strange situation we find ourselves in, to be sure. We may cut to the, you know, this morning's task force nonsense, you know, Durka Durka, get the daily update, the task force. It's so ridiculous. Things are just going crazy now. I feel like the hubris has grown. Yesterday I said, you know, it seems like early on in those first moments, I mean, everybody's using the 9/11 language now. And it's just cliche. It means nothing. The more we use this hyperbolic language in America, the less it means. But hey, this is where we are. Welcome to 1939 America. It seems like, you know, I mean, initially when these things happen, there's the shock. Even for those with the hubris to think they can pull it off. I'm going to talk about some stuff I don't think you'll hear anywhere else today. Try to dive into that, and hopefully maybe that can be some seeds that get spread far and wide. It's a smaller group of folks than I think most of us would suspect, a very small group of players. And we've sort of been talking about it. You know, all of us have been talking about it, but I want to talk specifics this morning, so we'll get into that. But it's interesting, you know. You see them sort of. You can see it. I mean, it's like a they live scenario. You know, there are tells. They're all nervous and twitchy. Speaking of Devil Bill, I think that John in Tennessee is right. That's a good moniker. The new Devil Bill. Snake oil salesman. He's the nexus between the, you know, big pharma and the, you know, vaccine, biomed, and technology. And it's astonishing, you know, how obvious that is and how, you know, not obvious it might be. Just obsessed. Why is he obsessed with vaccines? And well, we know why. We'll get to that. But first they come out and it seems like there's this effort to, you know, try to be calm, try to remain calm. Just hit your mark and say your lines. Just hit your mark and say your lines. Don't, you know. And I swear that they teach this stuff. They, you know, must talk about it in their little meetings. Maybe that's why they have guys like, what's his name? Martin Nutchell, I think, is the one. Emergency training, him and who's the other guy? Matthew Harrington, the Edelman guy. Event 201, guys, you know. Reputation management, crisis communications, classic stage company, Annenberg School of Communications, Marketing 50. So they come out and they hit their mark and they say their line and they do that. And then pretty soon you wake up on a day like today and everybody's riffing. It's like, you know, I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't know, Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk, or I don't know. It's bizarre is what it is, you know. Jay Inslee's talking about the needy people, they need money. They need money the most. The needy, 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 needy. That was yesterday, but we need to, and here's a way to just pipe it right to them. We could just get it right to them. What do you bet doesn't work out quite that way? Even if it did, I don't think it'd be a good idea. And, you know, Cuomo's riffing. Ah, this is going to change everything. It's like, you know, it's like 9/11. I mean, he's just, what is he doing? It's just, you know, It's going to change everything. Who knows? A day, a week, 4 weeks, 6 months, 9 months, who knows? What is he doing? If it's that dire, what are you doing? It's weird. Really, really weird. So I feel like the hubris is growing as it does. I can't believe they're falling for it. They're going to fall for it. Well, we're not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. I know you're not. And so I want to maybe shine a little light on some cockroaches today. And just in simple terms, let's see. From what I can tell, I guess I'll start here. Let's see. Okay. So from what I can tell, it appears that Norway-based nonprofit Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, represented at the Event 201, good time nonsense, by, what's her name? Not Haynes, she was the CIA person, right? Yeah. Avril Haines. Not Haines. Not hashtaggy. Not hashtag. Jane Halton, right? Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. Jane Halton. And, you know, it's the usual cast of characters that we've heard over the last 100 years. It's Columbia University, Johns Hopkins, Chicago, University of Chicago, you know, CIA, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates, usual suspects. Johnson & Johnson. Janssen. Pharmaceuticals. Harvard University. Georgetown. CDC, obviously. CBS, NBC. UT Austin. Not to pick on anyone or exclude anyone, but it's kind of a small list. Rockefeller Foundation. You know, you look at guys like Timothy Evans. Holy cow. Inaugural director and associate dean of the School of Population and Global Health. Gross. In the Faculty of Medicine, an associate vice principal, global policy and innovation. You know, forced sterilization isn't, you know, so forced anymore. And it's actually cool. Let's just do that for everyone. Nutrition and population, global practice at the World Bank Group. What does that even mean? What does that mean? World Health Organization, obviously. Rockefeller Foundation, naturally. Harvard School of Public Health, so concerned about health. My goodness. No one's more concerned about health than Timothy Grant Evans. At World Health Organization, he led the Commission on Social Determinants of Health. Man, he's concerned about health. Oversaw the production of the annual World Health Report. Co-founder of many partnerships, including the Global Alliance on Vaccines and Immunization, Gavi. The piece that John shared with me yesterday that talked about a little bit, ID 2020. The Alliance, Gavi, Global Alliance on Vaccines and Immunization. So, you know, everybody's represented. Oh, yeah. Timothy Grant Evans is a Rhodes Scholar, too, naturally. Naturally. everybody is, you know, it's just a small cast of characters. So anyway, I want to, I think we have time for this. Do this real quick. What is Devil Bill afraid of? What is he afraid of? What is Devil Bill, the new Devil Bill? Spoiler alert, it's people. You know it. You can hear Charlton Heston saying it. It's people. So there's one word. There's one word. If we have time for this, I want to do this real quick. But there's one word that is it. It's the tell. We have time? Now we're running short now. What is Bill Gates afraid of? That's funny. All right, here you go. Listen to this. Listen for one word.
Why don't you describe for me as vividly as you can what it is you're worried about, what it is that the nightmare scenario looks like?
Fortunately, there's very few things, and most of them are very low probability. You know, some big volcanic explosion, gigantic earthquake, asteroid. At least in the nuclear case, you've got to say we take it quite seriously. We budget a lot of money, have a lot of people who think about nuclear deterrence. And I'm very glad that work's being done. And I rate the chance of a nuclear war in my lifetime as being fairly low. I rate the chance of a widespread epidemic far worse than Ebola in my lifetime as well, over 50%. If we look at the 20th century and we look at the death chart of the 20th century, I think everybody would say, oh yeah, there must be a spike for World War I. You know, sure enough, there it is, like 25 million. And there must be a big spike for World War II, and there it is, it's like 65 million. But then you'll see this other spike that is as large as World War II right after World War I. And most people, a lot of people would say, well, what? What was that? There's two kinds of flus. There's flus that spread between humans very effectively, and there's flus that kill lots of people. And those two properties have only been combined into a widespread flu once in history. Well, that is Spanish flu. We have no idea where it came from. It's called the Spanish flu because the Spanish press was the freest. They were the first to talk openly about it. And so in the annals of epidemic history, that's the big event. I funded a disease modeling group that uses computer simulation, and that work has been phenomenal in helping us target our polio eradication resources and, you know, which parts of Nigeria should we work harder on. And it's very natural, if you have a group like that, to say, hey, look at something like the Spanish flu in the modern day. Health systems are far better. And so you think, hey, that wouldn't be very bad. Well, we tried it, and there are some assumptions we had to make. But what we showed is that the force of infection because of modern transport, which compared to 1918 is over 50 times as great. And so if you get something like a flu, and you look at that map of how within days, it's basically in all urban centers of the entire globe, that is very eye-opening. That didn't happen with Spanish flu in the past. The opportunity to do more than just let it run its course is really only in the last decade. Basically, when you talk about drugs, you can talk about small molecules or talk about these complex biological protein-like things, of which there's a subclass called antibodies. Antibodies are the molecules that the immune system naturally builds to attack disease. Today, the idea that somebody says, oh, here's an antibody, make a lot of it, make it very quickly, that's right on the cutting edge. And the Ebola epidemic showed me that we're not ready for a serious epidemic, an epidemic that would be more infectious and would spread faster than Ebola did. This is the greatest risk of a huge tragedy. This is the most likely thing by far to kill over 10 million excess people in a year. We don't need to invest nearly what we do in military preparedness. This is something where less than $1 billion a year on R&D, medical surveillance, standby personnel, cross-training the military so they can play a role in terms of all the logistics here. This can be done, and we may not get many more warnings like this one to say, okay, it's a pretty modest investment to avoid something that really, in terms of the human condition, would be a gigantic setback.
Did you catch it? Is that awful or what? Holy cow. That was 2017. Of course, that was after the Ebola nonsense. Who was there? Who was boots on the ground, first on the scene? It was MSF, right? Medicines Sans Borders, you know, Borders. My French is horrible. Doctors Without Borders. And is there, you know, when I think of Doctors Without Borders, I think CIA, State Department, that kind of thing, you know, color revolution kind of stuff, but they don't really do that. So what are they doing? They were boots on the ground there first, humanitarian, philanthropic. You know, we had the bombing incident. And speaking of all of that, there was that article, RBN article. Yeah, this one. Bill Gates admits that Europe will be devastated by African immigrants, but his solution will also devastate Europe. That was a fun article. Remember that one? 2017. So what was, and I think Doctors Without Borders mentioned that, yeah. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the rescue organization, SOS Mediterranean, whatever, which runs an aid vessel along with Doctors Without Borders, said that it would be logistically difficult to redirect migrants to other European ports. So it's, you know, a form of coercive engineered migration. We're going to have to manage all these people, and we don't know, and are they vaccinated? Wait, we have a solution for that. I'm getting to that. It's a solution for everyone. We're going to talk about that today. These guys have been working on it for years now. I mean, we've known, but it's bigger, I think. And it's much more coordinated, and I think they're further along than most of us realize. Fauci talked about it in Congress last week. He mentioned Sentinel cities is what he said. It's Sentinel sites, actually. IIS, Immunization Information Systems, Sentinel sites. We already have 6 Sentinel cities, he said. Maybe we'll play that clip in a little bit. So, you know, if you want to do something, you want to unleash something on a population, you want to be there right away and monitor it and stuff. Well, you know, you have some philanthropic organization like Doctors Without Borders show up. How dare you insinuate that a wonderful, you know, benevolent philanthropic organization? Well, yeah, I know, but what about well, there was that strange incident around the same time, back in 2014, June 13, actually. 2014. And, you know, by the way, June 13 just happened to be a Friday, the 13th. Friday, June 13. A guy named, you might recognize this name, a guy named... Dr. Richard Rockefeller, one of the founding members of Doctors Without Borders, died in a plane crash. Huh. An avid pilot apparently just died in a plane crash on Friday the 13th. Friday, June 13th, 2014. That's not strange at all. That's just, you know, another one of those weird coincidences. But even Doctors Without Borders.org ran several stories on that, so you can still find that today. Who knows how long it'll last after today. Things have a way of getting disappeared. So anyway, this organization, I think I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Let's not get too far ahead. So the latest William Devil Bill Gates. Did you catch the one word in that bizarre? And he seemed uncomfortable. I think the music was added in because he was just so twitchy. He starts out and then he's trying to get to it, and he knows. He knows. I mean, he has to know. I hope he doesn't play poker, because he'd be a horrible poker player. So, looking at some of this nonsense, what are you afraid of? Big volcanic explosion, giant earthquake, some nuclear deal? No. Those are all, you know, really non-threats. This widespread epidemic, well over 50%. You know, that's, yeah. Definitely that's the one. It's the one he's afraid of. And, you know, when you look at these numbers, there's this peak. What did he say? There's this one, this big spike. And then you look at this one and you go, what is that? I thought he was talking about R.J. Rummel's death by government. You know, the first time I heard him talking, I thought he was talking about the 262 million people murdered by governments. Democide, as R.J. Rummel says. And, you know, this guy just happens to be a very deeply embedded tick in the fascist public-private partnership. Very, very deeply embedded. So I thought he was talking about R.J. Rummel's death by government. No. A widespread epidemic. If we look at that chart. So, you know, the other one is this thing that never happens and we don't know where it came from back in 1918. And it was named after a country that wasn't involved and had nothing to do. And those people weren't, you know, sick or anything. So I had a modeling group put together a computer simulation based on those completely nonsensical talking points. And this is what we came up with. This is the thing that's most likely to kill by far. You know, the thing that's most likely to kill over 10 million excess people. What in the world does he mean by excess people? That's the word, by the way. We're on a break? Is that what I hear? Oh, no. I hear the White House briefing. Anyway. So, pardon the pun, the dead giveaway is the word excess. This is the most likely thing by far to kill over 10 million excess people in a year. What? By the way, his modeling group, you know, 33 million people in 1918, 33 million people in, what was it, 2018? When he did the Shattuck lecture. And it just happens to come out of, you know, the area around the Hubei province. What a coincidence, man. This guy is psychic. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network plus products at the best prices is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Try to listen to the feed in one ear, and we might cut to that. We might suspend our regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you the task force Durka Durka update for the day. So we'll see. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on. It's comical. The more this goes on, the more comical it is. When he says Chinese virus, to me, that should be the Streisand effect. Because, again, if you look at I'm listening in the other ear. It's distracting. If you listen to Kevin Berry's article. Then you know how ridiculous that is. if you read Kevin Perry's article. Yeah, here it is, right? Yeah. Did a vaccine experiment on U.S. soldiers cause the Spanish flu, quote unquote? And it shouldn't be called the Spanish flu. That's kind of the point. That is the point. It should be called the Fort Riley bacteria of 1918 because it was bacterial pneumonia. And it sounds like it'll be something similar if it is a thing. So to call it the Chinese virus is, to me, the Streisand effect. Anyway. I'm not going to listen. I'm just going to mute it. In the background, I'll maybe keep an eye on the closed captioning from time to time. So we heard from Bill Gates. I want to give you some other things because especially with this going on, people have mentioned, you know, this just, it's the repetition. You know, as Melissa Dykes pointed out in that last video, fear is the mind killer. Repetition is rule number one in the propaganda game. You tell that lie, that big lie, often enough, then it displaces everything else. Bad everything displaces everything. It's, you know, Gresham's law on steroids, you might say. So, I want to play a couple of things. That was a Vox interview of Bill Gates, by the way. And so hopefully that made sense. We played that. Let's see. Vox has the cure for coronavirus. Vox has the cure. It's amazing. I want to play this. Too many things going on. Vox has the cure. Now it's titled How Soap Kills the Coronavirus. But listen to this. I don't want to play one more after that. I know it's gratuitous, but we're going to do it for a reason. It's just, it's amazing, you know. You should watch the video, and then it's even more, I mean, you can waste a couple of minutes. Anyway, how soap kills the coronavirus. Go ahead, please.
You know that the best way to prevent the spread of coronavirus is to wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands!
But why? It's because soap, regular soap, fancy honeysuckle soap, artisan peppermint soap, just any soap, absolutely annihilates viruses like the coronavirus. Here's how. This is what a virus like coronavirus looks like. It's a bit of material surrounded by a coating of proteins and fat. Viruses easily stick to places like your hands, but when you rinse your hands with just water, it rushes right over the virus. That's because that layer of fat makes the virus behave kind of like a drop of oil. You can see it happening in this demonstration. Oils are just liquid fats. What happens when you pour oil into water? It floats. It doesn't mix. But add soap, and suddenly that fatty oil dissolves into the water. That's because inside, soap has two-sided molecules. One end of the molecule is attracted to water, the other end to fat. So when the soap molecules come in contact with water and fat, these dual attractions literally pull the fat apart, surrounding the oil particles and dispersing them through the water. Let's go back to our coronavirus molecule with that layer of fat holding everything together. When it interacts with soap, bam, that fat gets pulled out by the soap. Soap literally pulls apart and demolishes these viruses. And then the water rinses the harmless leftover shards of virus down the drain. But, and you know where I'm going with this, it takes time for this effect to happen. 20 seconds to be specific. To show why, we ordered this lotion that mimics viruses and their fatty layers. It glows under a UV light. If you just rinse your hands under regular water, nothing comes off. If you wash with soap for just 5 seconds or 10 seconds, your hands are still covered, The virus is still there, able to get you and others sick. But 20 full seconds, now the soap is actually destroying the virus. Hand sanitizer works too, because it's mostly alcohol. And alcohol works in a somewhat similar way to soap, breaking down that fatty layer. You need a high concentration of alcohol to make that work. The CDC recommends hand sanitizers with at least 60% alcohol. But even with 60% alcohol, the CDC recommends using soap if you can. If your hands are sweaty or dirty when you use the sanitizer, that can dilute it and diminish its effectiveness. As for soap, just any old soap works. You don't need soap marketed as antibacterial even. The FDA says skip it. There's no proof it's any more effective. Just be sure to wash your hands for 20 seconds. That's happy birthday twice.
Happy birthday, dear. I guess me.
Or the chorus to Lizzo's Truth Hurts.
Straight to my face.
Or Prince.
Raspberry beret.
Or Eminem.
Go, go, only got.
Or even Dolly.
Jolene. Jolene, Jolene.
Just as long as it's 20 seconds. And you're using the ultimate virus annihilator, soap.
Just soap, not even a fancy soap, just soap. So, interesting. It's just that simple. And of course, you know, if you listen to the nonsense that we're getting, it's not that simple. Don't listen to that nonsense. Be afraid, be very afraid. Even the Washington Post did their little expose on how different Fox News coverage has been. You know, last week it was, as no big deal, you know, the last couple of weeks. And then suddenly, oh my goodness, be afraid, be very afraid. Except, nah, don't be afraid. I want to give you one more little piece real quick just to underscore how different things are. And I would say, to summarize, I mean, from the news coverage that I've seen, and it's limited, granted, and it's compartmentalized, I totally understand that because I, of all people, remember what Richard N. Gardner wrote in The Hard Road to World Order back in 1974 in the CFR's Foreign Affairs Journal. That, you know, one of those 8 points, I think it was he was saying, you know, we need to keep people compartmentalized, keep information compartmentalized. Number 8 on the list. No, it wasn't just 8. It was more than that. 10, something like that. But number 8. As the IntelSat conference has foreshadowed, and in accordance with responsibilities already lodged in principle in the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, and the United Nations, new rules and institutions will almost certainly be created to regulate emerging communication technologies, like the interwebs, notably direct broadcasting from satellites, while providing some safeguards against the unwanted intrusion of foreign broadcasts. These arrangements will aim to maximize the potential for using satellite communications to promote trade and economic development, as well as world cultural understanding. You know, so we will give you the information we want you to have, but you can't share information that we don't want you to have, that kind of thing. But based on what I've seen, it seems like, you know, China is, it's the same damage control story there that it is here. And Xi Jinping is being vilified in similar ways that Donald Trump is being vilified. And it might be catastrophic to the administration. And oh my goodness, what about globalization and all of that? That's kind of the narrative that's being spun. And I think it's just, you know, it's part of the theater. Anyway, I want to give you this installment. This one is from the South China Morning Post. This was January 29, 2020. Coronavirus doctor explains the proper way to wash your hands and put on a face mask. So go ahead, please.
Okay, we have a few face masks here. Tell me how, you know, what's the most effective way of using these face masks?
Let's start with this one. This one, is actually what we just use as an allergy mask. It prevents dust, it prevents particles, but it would not be what the Center of Health Protection recommends.
Okay.
What we recommend is this three-ply mask right here. Mm-hmm. So this one and this one are both okay.
Now, the question is, for me, I mean, is the blue side facing out or the white side?
If you have the blue one, I can tell you that it's the blue one. But what if you don't?
Okay, so which way is that?
So let's take the more difficult one. So you will always feel a wire on one side, mm-hmm. and then you'll always on the other side feel just no wire, okay? Mm-hmm. The wire side is designed to help shape to the bridge of your nose. So what we want to do is actually put this close to our face, and then we're going to form fit it by pinching it right at the nasal bridge, and then we're going to pull it just below the chin. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you can take this one.
Okay.
And I can take this one.
Yeah.
So, again, before putting on the mask, we should do hand hygiene. Wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Please go ahead. Show me how to use it.
So, one squirt. And then you want to do palm to palm.
Oh, yeah.
The back of the hand.
I'm definitely lazy doing this one. Yeah.
You need to do the finger webs.
Finger webs. Yep. You have to sing happy birthday. Oh, my nails are not done.
Yep. And then you need to do the nails of your second, third, fourth, fifth finger by doing this.
Okay.
Okay. And what about the thumb? Oh, you got to do the thumb because we just reached the
You know, I'm not doing this properly. I can tell you that now.
And then the other thumb. And then last but not least, the wrist. And that should be approximately the amount of time that it takes for the alcohol or whatever you're using to dry off. So after doing that, then you want to pick up your mask and then you want to put it just right over the nasal bridge with the wire on top. You sometimes may not get the color. So if you have a white mask, then put the wire over top.
Yeah.
Pinch it on your nose. And then put it over your ears and then pull down.
Pull down.
And then a well-worn mask, so press it right across your maxillary bone. Yeah. A well-worn mask, you shouldn't be able, if you wear glasses, it shouldn't become foggy. It should be completely sealed.
That's where I'm going wrong. Actually, I had to wear contacts for this interview.
All right, so obviously that was unnecessary, superfluous, but the reason I wanted to play that was because that was January 29, and that was literally about the same time that China was reporting the numbers that we are reporting now. So listen to these two ladies, you know, basically just, I mean, they don't sound like they're under any sort of duress, obviously, and you listen to everybody now. All of this somber, solemn, theatrical nonsense. And it's clearly theatrical. Is it me or is it... I mean, I feel like they're trying too hard. Everybody's trying too hard. Cuomo's definitely trying too hard. Trump can't pronounce remdesivir today, but that's okay. I guess. I don't know. You know, all of these companies, Gilead, I saw him just mention Gilead. There are 10 working on a vaccine that I'm aware of right now. It's Gilead, GlaxoSmithKline, Inovio, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Novavax, Regeneron, Sanofi, Takeda, and Vir Biotechnology. And the vast majority of those, if not all of them, have been embroiled in scandal and lawsuits. I'm going to focus on Inovio here in a minute. Most of them speak for themselves. You know, I mean, you're talking, I don't understand how these companies still exist. GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, Sanofi, definitely. Gilead, I don't understand. So, these ladies don't sound like they're under any sort of stress. You know, it could be something, it could be a morning cooking show. Back in, on January 29, around that time, China was reporting 7.7, the next day 9.7. So right around the numbers that we're at, 9,400 you know, by the next day. 9,400 cases, 150 deaths. I mean, not to make light of anything, that's not okay. But that doesn't sound catastrophic to me. 150 divided by 9,415, 0.015, so 1.5, 1.6%. Isn't that, that's not catastrophic. We'll be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Xtendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Xtendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Welcome back. So we have the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations represented. We have that contingent. We have the Gavi. Gavi contingent and the ID 2020 the Vaccine Alliance and ID 2020 contingent. When I think of digital ID, I can't help but thinking this. Go ahead, please.
Now, what we have to understand is this is just a first step. It's a first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And I know it's a hard thought for some people to think about it. We're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology, but we will. But
yeah. Scott Klosowski sounds awfully confident, don't you think? I do. What does he know? Perhaps he's been involved in some of these, you know, fun little planning exercises and, you know, things. I would be shocked if he weren't. So I'm going to dive in to the specifics in the next hour here. And it's I don't know, it's pretty shocking. Maybe I'll give some of the high points and then we'll dive in. I think there's a setup coming. You know, they're talking testing kits and trial vaccines already. Inovio is a particularly interesting story because Joseph Kim was bragging to Neil Cavuto, you know, yeah, we, you know, it was like a couple, 3 hours. Okay, you know, we spun up a vaccine. We had a, you know, we ran the DNA through our algorithm. We, you know, we had one ready to go in 3 hours. And that has gotten them in trouble, actually. So I'll talk about that next hour. But it's just outlandish what's going on. It's absolutely astonishing. And yet it's happening. So, you know, it has to be taken seriously. And so we'll talk some specifics in the next hour, and hopefully that will arm and equip folks to have some conversations, because man, it's just dirty. It's all dirty. You know, these people that have these sterling CVs and things, they're doing dirty stuff. But that's what the mob does, right? You can be a driver as long as you have the impeccable resume and reputation, but the moment that you get caught, the moment you get pinched, you're done. But hopefully we can pinch a couple of these guys. Second hour coming up. Stick around. Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.